Krishna Prastarabho Tale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namane. Namaste Sarasati Devi Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Desa Tarine. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Rakhrati Dachara Pangulangaya Tegev Yatkhipata Vanmane Sigro Nirthainam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram Hayom Dachan.
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from 7th Canto, Chapter 7, entitled What Prahlad Learned in the Womb, Text Number 43. Please repeat. Kaman kamayate kamyaya. Kaman kamayate kamyaya. Yaratamiha purushaha. Yaratamiha purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatu baiti cha. Panguro yatya vaiti cha. Kaman kamayate kamyar. Yaratamiha purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatya vaiti cha. Please chant. Kaman kamayate kamyar. Yaratamiha purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatu vaiti cha. Kaman kamayate kamyar. Yaratamiha purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatu vaiti cha. Ladies. Kaman kamayate kamyar. Yaratamiya purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatu vaiti cha. Kaman kamayate kamyaya. Yaratamiya purushaha. Savaideyastu parakyo. Panguro yatu vaiti. Kaman, things for sense gratification. Kamayate, one desires. Kamyai, by different desirable actions. Yat, of which. Artam, for the purpose. Iha, in this material world. Purushaha, the living entity. Saha, that. Vai, indeed. Deha, body. Tu, but. Parakya, belongs to the others. The dogs, vultures, etc. Bangura, perishable. Yati, goes away. Upaiti, embraces the spirit soul. Cha, and. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Please repeat. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose. But actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Purport. Everyone desires comfort for his body and tries to make a suitable situation for this purpose, forgetting that the body is meant to be eaten by dogs, jackals, or moths, and thus turned into useless stool, ashes, or earth. The living entity wastes his time in a futile attempt to gain material possessions for the comfort of one body after another. Translation again. A living entity desires comfort for his body and makes many plans for this purpose, but actually the body is the property of others. Indeed, the perishable body embraces the living entity and then leaves him aside. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
So these instructions were given by Narada Muni to Prahlad in the womb. That means also the mother of Prahlad also heard these instructions. But she forgot and he remembered. Half my face is still paralyzed. So I don't know if you're having difficulty in understanding what I say. There's no offense. It's quite expected that some may experience some difficulty since I don't have a full movement of my mouth. So do I need a repetition? How many of you like a repetition?
Who would like a repetition? Put your hands up.
Okay, I got excited and start to speed up and become unintelligible. Just tell me. So these verses, they tell us a lot We are all in this situation where we're born, and we think, oh, that I am this body. Even some religions say, I have a soul. Like, I am the body, I have a soul. But in the Vedas, they tell us, we have the soul, we have the body. In Bengali, they have a greeting, Tamar Sharia Kalmanache. How is your body? Tamar Sharia Kalmanache. How is your body? Because you're the soul, and the soul is always good, always transcendental. But the body, it may be healthy, it may be sick, it may be facing so many problems. So we like to make the body comfortable. And that's what the whole purpose of material life is. In America, they say, pursuit of happiness is our constitutional right. So what is the pursuit of happiness? For most people, that means making the body happy, making the body comfortable. But actually, the real pursuit of happiness means to have transcendental bliss, to actually achieve spiritual unlimited happiness. Lord Nityananda, he said, would you like to have unlimited happiness? Then I'll give you. So, in this material world, we have the chance to, as a human being, to awaken our spiritual potential, to actually get unlimited spiritual happiness. But our tendency is we just try to make the body comfortable. So if it's a cold day, oh, it's cold day. Hard day, it's too hot, oh, it's too hot. All based on the body. But actually, like that, we have something hot, something cold, something good. So like in England, every day raining. Sunday is sunny. Oh, very nice day. And they asked Prabhupada, what is hell? He said, it was the raining, cold. He said, this is hell. So, what's the real purpose of life is to end the cycle of birth, death, old age, and disease. Now, the authorities tell us that there is happiness in the material world. There is happiness in society, friendship, and love. Yes. You know it. It's true. There is happiness. But how much? Like someone in the desert, say a death man's valley, 150 degrees, so hot. You need water. Water, water. I need water. I'm dying of thirst. And sometimes a little eyedropper. You need quarts of water, gallons, and they give it. Few drops. It's like that. We want so much happiness, but we don't get. I talked to George Harrison, and he said, I thought I would be happy, rich, famous, but when I got rich, I was famous, I still didn't feel happy. I knew there was something more. So that's what he meant, Prabhupada. Prabhupada gives us the real happiness. So like that also, Prabhupada meant Narada Muni. Today is the day of the appearance of Lajjanas Thakur. Now Lajjanas, he was born when Lord Chaitanya was 34 years old. That means that he didn't really participate in Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, but he got association. I don't know if he saw Lord Chaitanya, but he took Diksha from Narahari Thakur. Narahari Thakur is, he's the last associate to leave the planet. We sing every night, Kila Narahari Adi Gari. Right? Those of you who are in the Sunday Arti. So Narahari was one of the direct associates of Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Jadas, he said that Narahari is my life and soul, and I want by his mercy that I could just glorify Lord Chaitanya. So he read the original notebook of Murari Gupta, and which was written in Sanskrit. So he wrote that book, a few other original works of associates of Lord Chaitanya in his book, Chaitanya Mangal. So in the preface or in the introduction, he wrote how Vrindavanadas Thakur, he's the Vyasa of Lord Chaitanya pastimes. But some pastimes were written short. So he gave the extended version because he had the notebooks of eyewitness. In there, he also gave his pronouns, his obeisances to all of the associates of Lord Chaitanya, known and unknown. To be an associate in the Lord's pastimes is a great good fortune. To actually be part of his pastimes. If you're part, then your life puts us still on you. And you don't remember anything. All you know is, I'm a next door neighbor of Lord Chaitanya, or I'm his Sankirtan member, or I'm his student in the, whatever it may be. And that's his father, like Jagannath Mishra. He one time had a dream. And a Brahmin appeared to him and told him, you know, your son is Bhagavan. How can you discipline your son? How can you train him? He's Bhagavan. He knows everything. I don't care who he is. He's my son. Try to get through your head. Your son is Bhagavan. Bhagavan. All I know is he's my son, and it's my duty to bring him up. But your son is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He knows everything, past, present, future. He can control everything. What do you teach him? Like this is what I'm talking about. He woke up. What a crazy dream. He's my son after all. So this is how Yodhaya works. When Krishna walked into the arena of Kamsa, and he delivered Kamsa, he delivered all the huge wrestlers and so on. So when he came to Devaki and Vasudeva, they realized that he is the one. So they stood and they offered him rolled hands. But he didn't want that. He wanted that they should be his parents. So he has his Leela Shakti. He has his Yoga Maya. So Leela Shakti. Oh, my dear Krishna, my son. And they hugged him. So that's how being a part of the pastimes is. So when you're part of the pastimes, your relationship with Krishna is what counts. You don't do japa and all these things. You may or may not. It depends what your relationship is. But when you're in us, we're not in the pastimes of Krishna, so we have to do our japa and artis and pray the deities and so on. Our seva, our service is what counts. In the association of the Lord, it's our relationship that counts. So, in that relationship, Krishna, the actor, he plays part. And as an actor, he may be a king on Dwarka, or they be the colored boy in Vrindavan. That's how he acts. And then, like, so he meets with Indra, Sadat, and he speaks of deep voice. I decided to teach you a lesson this time, but you should be very careful. Go back to your heavenly kingdom and do your service. And then, Mother Yasoda, then back into his act. So, many people don't understand Krishna. Krishna loves to perform these pastimes. And how we relate with our guru, how we relate with the other Vaishnavas, we have to love the ones that Krishna loves. And then Krishna will accept us in his pastimes. How many here would like to be in the pastime of Krishna? How many want to merge in the light merging? How many just want to go back to Vaikuntha and stop birth and death? Just and many people say, oh, I would like to go back. I'm tired of this world. But why they say the pure devotees would like to participate in the Lord's service, in his pastime. Although we're 500 years late, or 450 something, these are the extended pastimes. And we also have the great good fortune to be in the direct descending line from Lord Chaitanya and directly disciples grand disciples, our song, followers of Srila Prabhupada. Now Srila Prabhupada, he is part of Lord Chaitanya's pastimes, in the sense that Lord Chaitanya predicted that his message will go all over the world, in every town and village. Pratiti Deyache, Jato Dagaradi Grav, Sarvata Prajayati Hade Vardam. So now, it's our duty to spread this message in every town and village of the whole world. And that also includes America. Now, so, Kali, you see, there's still the golden age for 10,000 years, but Kali's not just going to walk out. He's going to fight to kicking it to the end. So, he'll try to somehow defeat us. In any way, we have to remain fixed at the lotus feet of Srila Prabhupada to spread this movement. But the maya is that it may not be the most comfortable thing for our body. So our conditioning is that this body should be very comfortable and this way will be healthy. But this is the illusion. The body, in the end, it goes. If you bury it, it is the earth to earth, dust to dust, it becomes worms. And they eat it and it becomes dirt. Or, like some people, the Rosicrucians, they let the vultures eat the body. Or somebody that are lost, and the dogs eat it. Here they say dogs are man's best friend. I was in India in one river to take a dab, and one dog came up. He was carrying in his mouth a human skull, and he looked at me wagging his tail, licking the inside of the skull. And then they say the dogs especially like to eat your nose. Nose is very tasty. And there was a dog in Hyderabad or somewhere. He would go into the morgue, and the security was so good in India in the morgue. He'd eat the noses of the corpses. And so they caught him. So you hear these things. But on the other hand, Prabhupada told one story. A dog is very loyal to the master. So every being has some negative, some good points. The one master, he told his dog, you watch over the baby, I go out. Emergency. So the dog was watching over the baby. When he then came back, he saw the baby was not in the crib, and there was blood leading out to the outside. So, he thought the dog somehow ate the baby or something. So he called the dog came out, and then he shot the dog. And then the lady started crying. The lady was under the crib. The dog had saved the lady and looked in the bush. There was a wolf. The dog had fought the wolf to death. And the wolf died and the dog was injured. And still when the master shot the dog, he didn't object. So Prabhupada said, this is how the sincere disciple is. That like that dog. So a dog may have some bad qualities, but a dog also at this point is very loyal to his master. So, in any case, Lajna says that he's so loved to his guru, which is Nahari Thakur. Nahari Thakur, as I said, he was the last to leave. And Shikanda is the holy place which a number of associates of Lord Chaitanya appeared in. In fact, maybe about 6 or 10. So therefore, Shikanda, they're known as the Kandarasis, Chiranjeev, Raghunath, Raghunandan, Malvananda, so many, Nahari Thakur. There were many associates of Lord Chaitanya who came from Shikanda. So in our Lord Brother Bodhi, Vrikala, we visit Shikanda regularly. So on the anniversary day, all the Vaishnavas gathered 1 year after his disappearance. And then, I wish Prabhupada would do this. Nahari Thakur, from the volleyball, from breakfast to lunch, he reappeared. He was there, he's talking with all the devotees. 1 year after his departure, he reappeared and talked to everybody, and then they closed the door for the lunch when the elephant was gone. Amazing. Amazing. So, this Lord Chandas, he wrote many pastimes how Lord Chaitanya came, how Narada Muni went to Dwarka to request Krishna to come back. And then he heard how Krishna was coming as a golden of the dark, and he was accepting the color of Radharani. And Rukmini, she also wanted to appear, so she was allowed to come also. She came as Jagannanda Pandit. And like that, then Narada Muni went to see Jagannath, and he went to the spiritual world, and there he requested Lord Chaitanya to come down. At the same time, Advaita Gosai was calling, please come. So Lord Chaitanya, he agreed to come. At that time he said, I'll preach all over India. I'll send my Senapati devotee to preach in the distant places after 500 years. So Prabhupada came 500 years later and he preached all over the rest of the world. And he said that he specifically was assigned to teach in the rest of the world. But here, apparently the small deities of Rudini and Dwarkanath, they ordered Prabhupada, he also teach in India. That's what you heard. So, we are very fortunate that we have this opportunity to serve His Divine Grace. And although living in this world, naturally we'll have our comforts and we'll have our problems. This world is not a nice place to live unless you're part of Lord Chaitanya or Krishna's pastor. So, but we have a great opportunity to serve the Lord, to access such unlimited stretch of bliss, to experience the real purpose of life, to be a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord. So, we have our choice. The karma option that we just try to make our body come to all. I got the world, the earth to earth, and the vultures and jackals, dogs, if they eat, become the stool of animals. The body comes. That we were all done. Or the body is burnt and becomes ashes. So ashes, what you like to do, you want, or you, so your body will be either a stool, earth, or ashes. Body is no permanent existence. We are the soul. We are eternal. So, we're now in this material world. We're here because somehow we want to experience what it's like to be independent of Krishna. So we're not actually independent, but the illusion of independence is there. So, I, for one, I have my fill. I don't want to be independent anymore. I want to serve the Lord. I want to serve His devotees. And I think all who here, now you have these two options. One is be a servant of the Lord and His devotees, or be a servant of the body and make the body as comfortable as you can for certain of happiness for the body. Who wants to serve the body? Raise your hand. Come on, karma. And who wants to be a servant of the servant of the servant of the Lord? Wow. I'm in the right place. Is this a Hare Krishna temple or something? So today is a very holy day. Appearance of a great devotee who wrote many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Any questions or comments? I got my rule.
Thank you very much, Maharaj, for a wonderful class. I have a question about the verse. It says that the living entity desires comfort for his body. So, being conditioned souls, but aspiring devotees, does that mean as devotees we shouldn't think about any comfort? It seems that conditioned souls, we, you know, the tendency is to try to make a comfortable situation, but according to the verse, to do that is not very intelligent. So as devotees, should we be interested or concerned about comfort?
See the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. And a non-devotee thinks that is the purpose of life. A devotee that knows that the purpose of life is to serve Krishna. So Obviously, we can't serve if we're completely uncomfortable. If we're sick or there's, according to our karmas, a certain amount of comfort or material happiness is going to be there. Whether you like it or not. It's like eating. You know, I met one devotee. He said, I took 17 ice creams. I'm totally detached. I'm detached. You believe that? Someone eats 17 ice creams. Is he totally detached? I didn't believe it. You know, so, you know, one time we were sitting in Mayapur. At that time, Prabhupada was in the grass hut, and Sridhar Maharaj, Sridhar Swami, he came and he gave us the newest Indian invention, automatic furry press. They could throw it, just put the ball straight up and throw it in the oil, throw it in the ghee. Oh, wow. So he sat down, returning out his new invention, a furry presser. And then he had furry in the date gourd and eating. And probably looked out the window, he called the this is not sannyas life. So that was the end of our prayer study. Now maybe, okay, your hostas have a certain license to enjoy life. But, you know, how much? If you're too tired and you forget Krishna, then what's the service? You're back to square one. So somehow they balance it. So what you do is you alter, say the fruit, the altar. We take prasad, they take prasad. I mean, Raj take prasad, Varagis take. Varagis, we cannot take luxurious food every day. The grasses, they get off of Krishna more, but they have to eat offered food. So there's no balance. If you have to work so hard to get a little centralization, what's the use? That's called Uga Karma. Working so hard rather than. But obviously, so sometimes they got to struggle balance. How much are they going to work? And like Kolaraja Sridhar, he was a throne man, but he was very happy to spend 50% of his income on worshiping Ganges and 50% for his family maintenance. Now, selling bananas in Bengal is like selling coal in Newcastle. Everybody else it is. Bananas like a weed, they grow everywhere. So he didn't have, he didn't make a lot of margin there, a lot of profit. So he made a very small profit. But so his neighbor said, listen, you got holes in your dhoti. Why don't you stop worshiping Ganges for 1 year, increase your capital, and then invest bigger way. And he said, well, if I stop for 1 year, who's to guarantee I'll start again? And they get in the habit of stopping. And anyway, if Krishna wants me to be rich, I'll be rich. I'm working. And anyway, the holes in my dhoti, they let in some ventilation. It's hot. But you got holes in your roof too. Well, that lets in the sunlight. What about the rain? Now I know why you're staying up all night chanting. You got hunger things. All night you hear your Haidol, Haidol. You're hungry. So his neighbor is never understood. But Lord Chaitanya appreciated that, all right, he's spending 50% of his income on worshiping the Ganges. So when Lord Chaitanya was saying Advaita, it's a 21-hour arti that he was actually Krishna. He saw twice only. And then otherwise, he was always in his part as a devotee. So then he called over Kholvacha Sridhar. And he said, Kholvacha, I want to give you a boon. What do you want? I don't know. I, as Supreme Person, it's my duty to give a boon. So I'll make you a rich king. You'll have a whole kingdom, servants, rajas. No, I don't want that. He said, I'll give you vested powers. You can have Adiva, Lagiva, Prakti City, anything you want, you can take it. No, I don't want it. I'll give you merging in the jyoti, eternal life. If I have to ask anything, let me see that smiling face. Smiling face of that young brother, boy. You like, and then he gives him the rational and the banana needs. And if I'm not qualified for that, please give me the chance to be born in a family of devotees. So you always change your holy name. That's what I want. And then Lord Chaitanya said, then I'm going to give you what even Sita, even brother want. They don't get always. I'm going to give you love of Krishna. Krishna Theta. And all the devotees, this hawker in the street, a flea market, seller, he got love of Krishna and the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, Grihasthas, up to one point, they want to follow. Some are rich.
Teacher.
Like Amrish. My brother didn't say, throw your money away. He was a good karma. He was born in the fourth family. He was right, he told it rather. You build the, build a temple in Mayapur. You build, buy some nice temple in, Detroit. This, that. So I did some services. So now the, Mayapur temple is, the structures all finished up the domes. Now they're making the domes. So, what's your karma? Is your karma is they're gonna be rich? To be rich, with your karma, you work hard, certain hours, not crazy, not lazy, you work, and you attend your mangal artis and give out to your siddhas, So something like that. But you don't neglect your spiritual life just for the comfort of the body. Within this time, how much comfort you can achieve, you're allowed that. We hope I saw that in the Purushottam month, it said that anyone who does this seva Purushottam month, that this month is not different from Krishna, that they lead a comfortable material life, and then they go back to Krishna Loka. So, Krishna doesn't want you to suffer. Be comfortable. But we don't want to also neglect our Krishna consciousness. Just have a new machine, a new thing. If it means don't chant, don't serve, then you don't do it. We have the balance. That makes sense? What do you think? You're asking this question.
Makes perfect sense. Thank you very much.
So, here we have someone should give the 10 of 10 lecture. They should prepare the yoga dip or initiation. I'll go and freshen up, take breakfast, and then come back and have our. Meanwhile, that lecture you want, those who want, they can stay, those who want, they can go. One more question.
Guru Maharaj, one of your old lecture, you mentioned there is a place called Aparadhan Ghat in Mayapur. So when you visit there, knowing whatever the offense you have done, so where is this Aparadhan Ghat located in Mayapur? We searched, we asked many people, they didn't know. One rikshawala took us to Srivas Ghat and said this Aparadhan Ghat. So can you tell more about that, Guru Maharaj?
It's Aparadhan Huya Pot. Aparadhan Huya Pot. Dot got pot. That you have to attend the regular. You are cheap straight. These are that one place. You just want to go to the one place. Huya Pot is on the other side of the Ganges. In Mayapur. That's known as Koladeep. So in Koladeep, that's the Devananda Dharma. He was the offender of Sridhar's. Divine Madhine, multiple offenders, and I three other offenders, they all got forgiven there. So, it's known as Adhrad Bhajan Kulya Thot. So there, as part of the program, I have the devotees in a Kula Deep bow down and offer their forgiveness to all those who offended them, and also that they may be forgiven for their any offense, anything. So this place is known as a place to get forgiven for all offenses. But he sent a thing on the strength of the Tao. Go around and offend people all year. Oh, yeah, okay. I will. All glories to Nandarakan. All glories to the assembled devotees.